This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Team's collective reaction to Brandon High getting fired, which still is less than a week from, last Saturday. So we're coming up on a week since he's been gone. The Orioles have only won one game since his dismissal. Luckily for them, it was the last game they played against the Brewers. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Eddy, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, Bruce Springsteen, featured artist Friday. But he's a veteran guy coming from an organization in Kansas City that was kind of in the throes of a rebuild off the heels of the Ned Yost run to back-to-back World Series. So he was part of the rebuild. As a matter of fact, he was expected to be a major part of it. Then Mike Elias got him on the cheap. What, he was DFA'd prior to 2023, right?
Yeah, that's the reason why he came to Baltimore. It was kind of like, hey, you DFA, can you make a deal, though? And that was the good old friend cash considerations goes to Kansas City, I believe, for
But
for
didn't
Ryan
the Orioles
Hearn.
Send him to the minors? He didn't start the year
Correct.
On the roster.
So actually,
he came up.
I got a story with that. So Ryan O'Hearn had him on last year on the Ryan Ripken show, and he said, yeah, I just got claimed by Baltimore, brought to Baltimore, and I was getting a call from Mike Elias, and I thought it was going to be a call to welcome me to Baltimore. And it was Mike saying, hey, Ryan, just got to let you know we're going to DFA you. And no one claimed him then, right, because the Orioles got him because no one else wanted him. He went through waivers, not picked up, outrighted to Norfolk, and they had to wait his turn, right? And it's a guy that understands adversity, right? It's not, you've heard me talk about this. If you guys hear me continue to talk about this, It's not a coincidence that guys on this Orioles team that are doing some of the best work so far this year are the guys who have gone through some serious hardships to start their big league careers.
Now he talks about the collective response, and it was shock. I mean, just looking back, Ryan, to the interviews that the players did that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Preakness Saturday, because of course Mike Elias needed a couple of days before he addressed the media in Milwaukee. It was a stunning turn of events for them. Now for Ryan O'Hearn, who to me is the all-star for the Orioles. Right now they're a one all-star team. I mean, when you're in last place, you're 13 and a half games out, You're a one all-star team. Last year of a deal. Are you getting a Garrett Crochet level guy for Ryan O'Hearn? Probably not. But Ryan O'Hearn, if he continues to swing it like this and he can play three positions for you, obviously DH from a lefty power side, how attractive might his bat be? And Nolan brought up Trey Mancini a couple years back in that trade with Houston. Ryan O'Hearn, we love him. I'm sure he'd like to stay here like everyone else, but you know, the business side of sports can be pretty harsh. Ryan O'Hearn, will he be an Oriole, say, August 1st?
Well, I mean, teams would be foolish not to pick up the phone and call the Orioles and say, hey, what's with that O'Hearn guy? You guys willing to move? Are you in full sell mode because of all the things you just mentioned? And then also, Ryan O'Hearn is 31 years old. We share the same birthday, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Think same first name, same birthday. Ryan O'Hearn, though, the one thing that I want to just try to figure out, and again, Trey Mancini, they made the right move, and obviously I hope Trey gets his chances, but you could see that there was some decline. Ryan O'Hearn's kind of the opposite right now. It seems like he's figured out how to be a big league hitter, and the only reason I bring this up, it's what we've talked about earlier this week. At this deadline, you are trying to figure out how you're retooling. You're not rebuilding. So who is going to be a building block for you next year? And you need veterans on this team. You need guys that want to be here. So for Ryan O'Hearn, he loves being a Baltimore Oriole. He wants to be here. And of course, he'll take the opportunity. And the Orioles, if it's a good deal, you got to take it. I get that. But you see where I'm coming from here. You move away from them. Do you have someone that can fill the void for 2026? That is going to be my biggest concern, because Ryan O'Hearn right now is a lefty bat, flexibility, which the Orioles like, and you probably can sign him back for a reasonably fair price deal. I don't think he's going to break the bank despite the good season. Does that make sense, kind of,
sure,
with the thought process?
I understand what you're saying there, yes.
So, yeah. I mean, but I mean, yeah, if they offer them the O's a deal they can't refuse, yeah, then Ryan O'Hearn will be on a different team come the deadline.
What do you think, Nolan? We were just talking about Cedric Mullins, and you know, Ryan, you're advocate of keeping him around, mm-hmm. because we'll talk about Bradfield and Beavers and Honeycutt in a minute. But keeping Ryan O'Hearn around, because maybe Ryan Mountcastle could be on the move. Kobe Mayo is not a first baseman by trade. Still learning the nuances, I guess, of third base. Does Ryan O'Hearn have to stick around, mainly because you don't have anyone to replace him? Because Basayo is a catcher, went deep twice, and we talked about Adley. That's not anywhere near part of his immediate future, I wouldn't think.
I'm still trying to sell high. I mean, again, you've got a guy who's having an insane career year. What he's done in the past, at least with Baltimore here, it's been good. Platoon role player type situation. I can't say enough great things about his ability to come off the bench in late game situations and, you know, swing the bat like he's already taken four at-bats in the game. You know, there's no rust, and be clutch in those moments. But again, he's 31 years old. Is he going to be able to do what he's doing right now this year in the years to come? I'm not banking on that. I think this is going to end up being an outlier career year for him, and you should sell high when you have the opportunity to do so.
And I agree with the sell high part, to the extent of if you get a good deal for him, like for Trey Mancini. You look back, that was a good deal for Baltimore. You got pieces back that have made an impact, right? And Povich was one of those pieces. I think, was that the two-way
deal? It was McDermott.
But Cano, right?
That was with Povich.
I'm getting the Jorge Lopez. Also,
that was Lopey.
But wait a minute. So that's on the sell high part. There we go. My bad. So Povich and Cano for Jorge Lopez. That was that deal. And then Trey Mancini, you get McDermott, where you get pieces where you can see the foundation moving forward. But you're right. All those pieces are looking to be, hopefully, at least two of those three, Povich and Cano, are going to be staples for you this year and hopefully moving forward. Povich is learning quite a bit, right? Sorry, I got lost on it, but where I'm trying to go with this is, you sell high if it's a deal that you think is really going to help you. But I just caution giving up guys that I think Ryan O'Hearn will have another good year or two. And if you go into the offseason, he only might get a two-year deal. So Ryan O'Hearn would be 33. You know, let's just play this out, 33, 34. If you think the Orioles are going to contend next year and you have a space that needs to be filled, is it worth then giving it up if you're just selling him to sell? That's my only concern there, because I do think Ryan O'Hearn, if you said, hey, we want to sign you back for a year or two, that dude's going to take it. He will stay in Baltimore.
I'm not sure about the price, though. You mentioned it wouldn't break the bank. He's making $8 million this year. So if he's going to end up having a career year, which it looks like he's going to have, well, he's going double digits at that point. I don't think that I'm paying that for a platoon first baseman.
So how much would you?
It's got to be around $8 million. Can't be more than that.
So if he jumps up to 12 a year, 2 for 24, you keep him?
No, because he's not going to do what he's doing right now again.
Nolan, that's a hard negotiator over there. We'll come back. Speaking of money, do a little buy or sell. Talk about Mike Elias. I mean, if it's O'Hearn, if it's Cedric Mullins, if it's a free agent pitcher in the offseason, which they're going to need probably a couple of those, and you're going to trade your magic beans, is Mike Elias the right guy for the job? Because that's a dude that's lost a lot of street cred, if you will, here with this Orioles fan base. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. He joins us at 1 o'clock. We'll have your American League East report. Give you the Orioles and Boston lineups because they play at 1:35. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, he joins us later this hour. Talk about the NBA playoff Western Conference Finals. Is it over with OKC?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Up to zip.
Are you buying
great cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows, plus pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan, featured artist Friday. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday. Big weekend going on in the world of sports. A lot of things happening. Orioles at Fenway getting ready for the Red Sox. 1:35. First pitch, give you those lineups. Talk NBA playoffs with the Wiz. Walt Williams coming up bottom of the hour. OTAs next week for the Ravens. Open to the media on Wednesday. But right now, let's count that holiday money, Memorial Day, as we pay tribute by ourselves.
Real numbers today. I think the market's still open for now. Looks like it. It's red, whatever it is. Dow Jones is down 314. S&P 500 down 49. NASDAQ also down 211. My goodness. DraftKings down 7 cents. I guess that's not as bad. And Under Armour, we'll end on a positive, is green. It's up 16 cents.
Bring it home, Jimmy Patsos.
That's right. All right, our sports topics for today will start in the NBA, where Tyrese Halliburton, he got all the recognition following the Pacers' Game 1 win over the Knicks. But really, Aaron Nesmith fueled that comeback effort. A barrage of three-pointers made. He finished the game with 8. That ties a career high for him. And just for reference, to show you what he's been doing so far in the postseason, he had 13 total threes in the entire 5-game series against Cleveland, 14 in the series against Milwaukee, already 8 in Game 1 here. Buy or sell, Bob. Nesmith won't have more than 8 threes for the rest of this series.
I'm going to sell it. I think he's feeling himself. Now, it all depends on whether or not they're going to be down 17 in the second half and somebody's going to need to start bombing away. But Nolan, I would think, because this is going to be a 6-7 game series, that he will find a way to make 8 more threes where it's all said and done.
Over to the Orioles. When the Orioles and Red Sox met at Camden Yards earlier this year, the result was a series win for Boston. Even after giving up 8 runs to Baltimore in one of those games, their pitching staff really had the O's lineup guessing. 27 strikeouts across the 3 games, an average of 9 per game. Now, to be fair, a lot of that was done by Garrett Crochet in his exceptional shutout start. Thankfully, the O's will miss him in this go-around. Buy or sell, Ryan, Baltimore strikes out less than 9 times per game in all 4 of this weekend's contests.
Oh, Nolan.
Mr. Positivity.
Yeah, there, right.
Where's the hesitation?
Sell high.
No, I'm gonna speak it into existence. Buy the fact that they're not gonna do it, right? I think they're starting to swing the bats better. I think it's a team that is building up more confidence, and they've actually, going back to even last year, they swung the bats well against Boston. Right, and yeah, you're avoiding Crochet, Lucas Giolito pitching for them. He's trying to get back. This is a favorable opportunity for Baltimore. Boston's a middle of the pack team ERA wise as well. So let's buy it, even if my mind has a different thought just because of baseball. But I'm buying because we're putting it out there into the atmosphere, Nolan.
Not allowed to say it. Let's go back to the over to the NFL here. Over to the NFL. Roger Goodell. Well, he's been all in on playing NFL games abroad. Seen the international slate expand from just a few London games to really all over the globe. This year they'll play 7 international games, but he's not done. Doesn't want to slow down. Recently said that he sees the NFL playing 16 international games a season sometime within the next 5 years. Expanding the regular season to 18 games could help smooth that out. And we might be seeing a reality where every team plays abroad once per year. However, player support will be at least part of the equation here, and you ask the players right now, it's probably a pretty mixed reaction. Some of the players love it, others don't really like the travel, the demands on, you know, they're already operating on a strict routine here. You got to fly, you know, 10 plus hours overseas. That's not good. But buy or sell, Bob, the NFLPA will be able to block expansion of international scheduling.
I'm going to sell it because I don't think they're that strong as a players association. Major League Baseball and the NBA would totally put the kibosh on that sort of thing. NFLs follow the money. And NFL players, unfortunately, because of the violent nature of the sport, or unless you're a Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen level star, you're a disposable piece. And they don't care. They want the dough. Player safety, my ass. That's why we're going to have 18-game schedules. That's why we're flying you over to Timbuktu to play. Nah, selling it. NFLPA, nope, no soup for you.
And our last topic of the day here comes from Major League Baseball. We're talking about pitching trades, names that could be on the move. Well, prior to the season, Sandy Alcantara was among the most notable tradable pitcher names, but he was coming back from Tommy John surgery, had an uphill battle there, playing for a rebuilding team. In multiple years of control, that makes him pretty valuable, but so far, well, he's not really holding up his end of the deal. Nowhere near his former Cy Young self. In fact, flat out bad. 7.99 is the ERA for him so far this season. Will he ever return to that old form when he was so heavily used between 2021 and 23? Has he already peaked? Buy or sell, Ryan, it's worth it for Miami to hold on and pay Alcantara for another year in an effort to possibly get more at next year's deadline.
Oh, I'm buying 110%. Look, the Marlins don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything. Why? The value is so low for Sandy when it comes to what teams are going to try to offer to get him. You only give up Sandy if you feel it's an offer that you cannot refuse. Because look at it, the Marlins, you already knew you're in a rebuilding situation. You have team control over him. If he whips into form here, and whether it's this year or next year, are teams still going to want them? You're damn right they're still going to want Sandy. So they're in no rush. And also, his deal is a steal right now. So I'm buying he's going to get back to some form of it. Is he going to be that Cy Young? I don't know, but I do believe we are going to see a much better Sandy here, whether it's towards the end of the season or in 2026.
When we come back, Walt Williams will be joining us. Are we going to see a better Knicks team in the fourth quarter than the one we saw a couple of nights ago when they lost to Indiana? Stunning loss at that. So the Wiz will talk about the NBA playoffs. Back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Is Mike Elias the right man for the job? He's given a blank check. Kind of, sort of. Is he the guy that can pull off the moves and sign the dudes? As Ryan has said, Orioles are retooling, not rebuilding. This is a flush year, but they better be back in it next year. Can he get it together?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Here to talk about that and more. Guy that's played the NBA playoffs. He's a Maryland legend. He had a big party last night that Ryan was at. And he got a new AD at the University of Maryland. I'm sure he wants to talk about that and more on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the one and only Walt Williams. Wiz, what's happening?
How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. How was that party last night? Apparently you and Ryan missed connections in my free beer.
Yeah, Walt, I couldn't find you. I was trying to get a certain bottle for Mr. Haney over here.
Man, I wish I would have saw you, man. I had one for you. We had a good time last night, supporting the Babe Ruth Museum. And it's always good times when that's involved.
All right, well, before we get to the NBA playoffs, Jim Smith, new AD, University of Maryland. You're a proud Maryland alum. What do you think of this hire? And I guess his number one priority is going to be what moving forward here?
Well, I don't know what that would be right now. And I think that, the dust has settled. We've acquired a basketball coach already. And so I just think it's a matter of tightening up things and making sure that the NIL money is appropriated, properly throughout all of the teams, and so I think that's what it's about right now, early on, and he's walking into a situation that's a little bit of turmoil. So we'll see what happens. It's very early on, so he comes from an experience of dealing with a college and a professional athletics, so. That should be something that is that gives him an advantage.
All right, well, let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2 tonight. Halliburton hits the big shot that sends it into OT. He thought it was a three, or he wouldn't have been going full Reggie Miller with the gestures there. And I guess lucky for them, they did wind up winning the game. But you played in the NBA when Reggie Miller was there, and you played against a lot of the greats. You played against Jordan and them when you were in the playoffs for Miami. But Halliburton, what's a superstar to Walt Williams, and where would Halliburton rate in the superstar meter? Is he at that level yet?
Well, I think that when you talk about a superstar, that's a guy who can carry you over the top, that can win games for you. I think Halliburton has shown that. he's not typical in the superstar that, typically superstars are a bit selfish in terms of scoring the basketball and getting up shots, just believing that they are the answer and they are going to be the reason why their team ultimately has success. When you talk about Halliburton, he's a guy that shares the ball. His floor vision is impeccable, the way he can get guys easy shots. And I think that's infectious throughout the team. And then he has moments down the stretch where he can take over games, and his team feel confident in that. And he's done it, three, four times in his playoffs. So I would imagine his confidence is growing even more, especially when you're talking about his peers, feeling that he's underrated. I'm sure he has a chip on his shoulder and wanting to show everyone. And so I think that's where the choke signal and things like that come from, just trying to show that he's that guy.
Yeah, he definitely, he's confident. The Pacers, they got to be confident because they stole that first game, Walt, right? And now with the Knicks, it was a party until the last minute of that game in game one. And it's never felt more like a must win in game two. Talk a little bit about, no one's going to say it out loud, but if you're a player on the Knicks and you know you got to come out here humming, how do you continue to keep the doubts out of your mind, and what do you think that they need to do to not allow what happened in game one?
Well, I think, what it boils down to is Brunson, Cat, when those guys are on the floor, they're going to be the best two, the most talented guys on the floor. And so when you can have that, what can you do? And so in those moments, those guys have to take over. You have a guy like Bridges who has been playing phenomenal. You talk about the Indiana team, and they have a lot of depth. But I think when you compare man for man, you'll have the top guys are going to be in the Knick uniform. And then that bottom half is where Indiana kind of evens it out and paces it out. But in terms of the players. So I think that if New York go in there believing that they are the better team, because they are, they should win the series. And so that makes it, this game all so much more important. So if they can get this win here, I think now their confidence grows and they go back to feeling that, hey, we are the better team here. And they have a chance to get it done. But I think if they lose this game here, the doubt is going to grow to a point where, you're not going to believe in yourself that you can get it done out here. Indiana's the type of team that can hurt you from so many different places. So if they get it going and you start to see guys starting to hit threes, they're playing very up-tempo, that can kind of wear teams down and have you with your head down at times, and that's a domino effect. So I think the Knicks got to stay positive coming into the end, believing that they have the better team, and improving that, playing with that confidence throughout. I think on the Indiana side, man, they playing with house money. Mm-hmm. They can go out here and be free and loose. And that's a dangerous Indiana team when you're talking about free and loose, because just like I mentioned earlier, they don't have like a bunch of superstars. They have one that's growing, and Halliburton growing into one. But the rest of those guys are pretty much role players, very high level role players, though. So it's a number of guys on that team that can drop 25 on you. I think they probably have more than anybody, with the exception of maybe OKC. So, when you're playing free and fancy like that, those type of guys are the ones that can really hurt you. And so Indiana is tailor-made for that roster that they have.
Yeah, and a dangerous team is one that really has nothing to lose, especially when you are the underdogs in the series. And the Pacers play with a lot of confidence at home, no doubt about it. You mentioned a word about momentum and a team that's a better team. And I know we've talked about it recently, OKC, the Thunder. They get by the Nuggets, and then the first two games they take care of business in really kind of resounding fashion. You know, pulled away specifically in the second half. And I heard Mike Malone, former Nuggets coach, talk about the Thunder, and you've mentioned the defense. He thinks it's one of the best defensive teams he's had to face in quite some time. Uphill battle for Minnesota, but what is Minnesota going to have to do to try to get back in the series against the Thunder?
Oh, man. Sheesh. I don't know about that one right there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything Minnesota can do. I just don't think they have enough. You know, they're playing in the game, and it's a close back and forth game at moments, and then all of a sudden the swarm happens. You know, OKC, not only do they have a lot of lights out individual defenders, but then collectively when you put them together, I mean, they're just swarming. Their hands are everywhere. They get so many deflections. They allow themselves to get out and transition so much because of that. And, man, it's amazing how they can just do that time after time. They can go on rolls where they get four and five steals in a row. I mean, it's impressive to see. And especially when teams wear down, they're getting a little tired, they're not as sharp. You can't afford to have moments like that at all against an OKC team. They have a dominant dude in SGA down the stretch. They have guys who can perform at a very high level, similar to Indiana, where they have a lot of role players who can perform at a high level. But the biggest mainstay that is consistent wherever you go is if you're a solid defensive team, that travels, you know. And so OKC is, I think that they are the best defensive team of these four. I think Rudy Gobert, I mean, gives Minnesota a great shot as well. But I just think OKC, the way they can defend on the perimeter, the way they are just scrappy and hands on so many loose balls and causing deflections. And, I mean, it's just impressive to see. So I just don't think that Minnesota can overcome that. I just think that OKC is going to be able to do that pretty much every game.
Riveting with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt will end with a trivia question. What is the best vodka that we can find here on a Featured Artist Friday?
Let's come up with the Clutch Vodka, of course, man. You know, the smoothest tasting vodka on the market, premium vodka for affordable pricing, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. The separator for us is it's organically filtered. But also, we give a portion of our sales back to One Maryland Collective, the NIL program at the University of Maryland. And that gives the community an opportunity to be a part of impacting the caliber of student-athlete we're able to recruit at the University of Maryland. So we thought that would be a great idea. So, hey, check us out at www.clutchspirits.com to find out locations that serve Clutch Vodka near you. If your local store doesn't carry it, just ask them to bring it in. You can follow us at Clutch Vodka on Facebook and Instagram.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Absolutely, brother.
There's Walt Williams, everybody. We'll come back reset for you. Rich Dubroff's going to be joining us top of the hour, talk about what's happening in the Orioles world. Sadly, Jim Henneman passed away, and Rich was very tight with him. So I'll share some stories on old Henny there. Got the American League East report. Yankees, I don't know, man. They're starting to get hot. And they got the Rockies coming up this weekend. And Nolan, you're not going to like it, but we've got the Orioles lineup we're going to share with the people, too. Now look at the schedule tonight and the standings update as well. But Featured Artist Friday, Bruce Springsteen, Ryan Ripken had a chance to talk to
Mr. Buck Showalter.
And talking about?
Well, let's put it this way. We just talked about all the trades and, hey, do you sell high on veterans? Know what you have versus what you might think you have? That's kind of where this discussion goes, where Buck Showalter talks about how hard it is to find out how good some of these prospects are going to be. So let's play that.
With young players, it snowballs a lot. sometimes you play a little over your head, sometimes you're under, and everybody's trying to seek their level, and there's not that track record to go back to, because the biggest jump in sports, period, is the level of play in the minor leagues to the level of play in the big leagues. And that's a huge jump. And anybody that thinks they can look at minor league numbers, project what a guy's going to do, just aren't very experienced. These top 100 lists and top 30 of each club and whatever, should take a snapshot of them each year and then look at their accuracy rate.
So right there, this is where the conversation goes. And it's really with the draft. I mean, Nolan, we were looking right before we came back on air and looking through first round picks where that's like, oh, slam dunk, they're going to be all-stars. Nolan, there's a couple classes where you go, okay, that was a good year. And then some other times there's like, man, where is that player currently? Or, wow, that didn't work out.
Right. Here's a funny example real quick. 2018 draft, you know who was taken before Grayson Rodriguez? And Logan Gilbert, for that matter?
2018?
Mm-hmm.
No clue.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he always liked the seventh pick of the draft.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And right there, and I don't think it panned out for Kyler in baseball. I guess in football he got paid and trying to get the Cardinals to the postseason, but that's
number one pick in the draft.
That's a whole different conversation, but the point being, and this is what I try to get across, and when we talked about Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins and the veteran players, and the Orioles have all these prospects, which we talked about, it. You're going to have to make a decision at some point on who you're going to prioritize, but understand they might not be as good as your veterans that you currently have. That's the crapshoot, and that's what Buck Showalter was talking about, where prospects are exactly what they are. They're prospects. They could turn into all-stars. They could turn into a guy that maybe wasn't meant to be a big leaguer, but you're not going to know that. So that's something that the Orioles, Bob, are going to really have to think about when they do make a decision on possibly trading some of these guys in July.
But when do you get a real sense of what they will or what will not be? A year ago at this time, Jackson Holliday looked overmatched, was sent back to the minors, eventually came back up, now pretty much solid with the upside, again, pretty high at second base. But you know, I'm just talking from my eye.
Yep.
Kobe Mayo looks like a guy that has a really hard time hitting major league pitching. And he's not exactly lighting it up at AAA, but he's got the power numbers down on the farm through all levels to prove it. Hester Kerstad, slow pitch softball hitting down at Norfolk, but we don't see it enough on a consistent basis here. Kerstad, more of a sample size, but gets hurt as he seems to be cooking. But what about Mayo? Why does he look just so overmatched with limited hard contact?
Well, I think also two things with that. One, he's got 53 at-bats in the big leagues. So that's number one. And number two, with that, when you look at his playing time when he was called up initially, yeah, he played a few days in a row. And then it was, all right, learn how to not be playing every day. And that's the hardest thing, I think, for these prospects right now. Typically, when a team has a really good farm system, big league team isn't very good, right? Typically, they're not. So those guys can go and fail and go through their growing pains. But the Orioles had to jump up pretty quickly, or they're not at the luxury to let these guys go play it out. Hence why they sent Jackson down last year, which I disagreed with, but it worked out now, right? That is a difference of it. And then the mental side comes into it. These guys all have physical talent. When you get to the big leagues where Buck's also talking about the jump, it's not a physical jump. It's a mental jump. Can you adjust to the best of the best? And the reason why these pitchers are the best of the best, they adjust with the best of them. And yeah, their physical skills are pretty darn good too.
When we come back, Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, talk about the doubleheader against the Red Sox and other subjects related to the Hometown Nine. American League East reported at 1:15. And then we'll keep you up to date on the Orioles-Red Sox game one. Kate Povich on the hill for the Birds against Brian Baio. Trevor Rogers is the 27th man. I hear you. Your excitement level is incredible, Orioles fans, without.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.